With the doctor's favourite holiday just around the corner, I decided to cover two men this week who that I don't really consider monsters, but criminals by the eyes of the law nonetheless. Our first subject for today's episode is required listening for our Patreon subscribers as we dig deeper into this man's story this week on Real Monsters. So with that, relax back up and enjoy another criminal rundown by the doctor. Happy 420. George Jacob Young, nicknamed Boston George or El Americano, was an American drug trafficker and smuggler. He was a major figure in the United States cocaine trade during the 1970s and early 80s. Young and his partner, Carlos Leader, smuggled cocaine into the United States for the Colombian Medellin cartel. Young was sentenced to 60 years in prison in 1994 on conspiracy charges, but was released in 2014. Young was portrayed by Johnny Depp in the biopic Blow in 2001. George Young was born on August 6, 1942 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, to Frederick Young, who owned a small business, and Ermine Young, his wife. In high school, Young was a star football player and was described by classmates as a natural leader, but was charged by an undercover police officer for solicitation of prostitution. After graduating in 1961 from Weymouth High School, Young briefly attended the University of Southern Mississippi, where he considered studying advertising but dropped out. Young began recreationally using marijuana and sold a portion of everything he bought to break even. In 1967, after meeting with a childhood friend, Young realized the enormous profit potential represented by smuggling the cannabis he bought in California back to New England. Young initially had his flight attendant girlfriend transport the drugs in her suitcases on the flight. In search of even greater profits, he expanded his operation to flying the drugs in from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, using airplanes stolen from private airports on Cape Cod and professional pilots. At the height of his enterprise, Young and his associates were reportedly making $250,000 a month, equivalent to over $2 million in 2023 dollars, adjusting for inflation. This ended in 1974 when Young was arrested in Chicago for smuggling 660 pounds of pot, or 300 kg of marijuana. He had been staying at the Playboy Club where he was to meet a connection who would pick up the marijuana. The connection was arrested for heroin smuggling. However, he informed the authorities about Young to get a reduced sentence. After arguing with the judge about the purpose of sending a man to prison for crossing an imaginary line with a bunch of plants, Young was sent to the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury. At FCI Danbury in March 1974, during his marijuana trafficking sentence, Young's cellmate was Carlos Leader, a young German-Colombian man who introduced Young to the dominant and powerful international drug trafficking Medellin cartel. In return, Young taught Leader about smuggling. When they were released in 1976, Young and Leader smuggled large quantities of cocaine into the United States by joining forces with Pablo Escobar, and they made millions of dollars. Young was arrested in 1994 with 1,754 pounds, at 796 kg of cocaine in Topeka, Kansas. He pled guilty to 3 counts of conspiracy and received a 60-year sentence. His sentence was reduced to about 20 years after he testified against ex-partner Carlos Leader. Young was incarcerated at Otisville Federal Prison in Mount Hope, New York, before transferring to Federal Correctional Institution Fort Dix, New Jersey, and Federal Correctional Institution Latuna in Anthony, Texas. This was his third time in jail. Young was due to be released in November 2014, but was released early on June 2, 2014, after nearly 20 years. In 2016, he was jailed for a federal supervision violation, then released from a halfway house in 2017. In September 2014, Young contributed to the novel Heavy with T. Rafael Camino, nephew of the film director Michael Camino. Heavy is a fictional story about Young escaping from a Cuban prison and fleeing to Guatemala. Young had been suffering from liver and kidney failure and was receiving hospice care when he died on May 5th, 2021 at his Weymouth, Massachusetts home. For more on George Young, listen in to our Real Monsters episode this week. We get way deeper in. There is way more to this man's story. So check it out. $5 a month. Real Monsters, Real Monsters, Playing with Bones, Mini Monsters, Creeping Past the Crypt, all come in early and ad-free access to It's Alive Alive podcast and a weekend update. Check us out. Again, happy 420. Enjoy, everybody.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.